When Jody Lewin joined San Quentin's college program in 1999 as an instructor, it was run by a small volunteer staff with no budget. Lewin recalls she wanted to bring higher education to those less fortunate. At that time, she was a graduate student with plans to return to academic research. But a year later, when the part-time director suddenly quit, Lewin found herself in charge.
I thought for a long time it was temporary, but once I started doing the work and got in really more deeply involved, I also began to really see the potential that the program had, and I started to think more and more about what this program could become and the people it could serve and the values and the ideals that it could also address. That's when I really got hooked. I mean, there was nobody else to run it, and I just thought it would be one of those failures I would regret for the rest of my life if I did let it fold.
It's the most disturbing book I've ever read, I think. And I'm sorry I read it. Really, it's an ugly book.
It's deeply disturbing. Yeah, but
These students are discussing Kazuo Ishiguro's novel, Never Let Me Go, in their critical thinking class. Under Jody Lewin's leadership, the Prison University Project has greatly expanded. It offers 20 classes in English, math, the humanities, social science, and Spanish. 300 inmates are enrolled every semester, earning college credits that can lead to an Associate of Arts degree. Lewin has recruited more than 150 volunteer teachers and graduate students from nearby colleges and universities. She says attracting teachers is not difficult, although some of the new instructors are nervous their first time at San Quentin.
When I talk to people about this work, very often they assume that the students are very aggressive and very difficult, you know, all the stereotypes people have in their minds about people who are incarcerated, and they assume there are a lot of troublemakers and people are goofing off and they don't want to do their work. That stereotype has nothing to do with reality.
So, let's see, I asked you guys to underline some of the interesting points. Can you throw them out for me?
So, you know, my question is that I see... Here you are, you work for a higher education, you end up going in debt to pay for it, and then you can barely make ends meet by the jobs that you can procure.
Yeah.
Suk-Young Lee is teaching a class on critical thinking and research. She and her students are discussing a New York Times article on unemployment. Lee says her students are curious and engaged.
I'm super surprised at how nice the students are. Most of the time, students are extremely respectful and way more motivated than the Cal undergrads. So I think it's always a pleasure for the teacher's part when the students are not taking learning for granted.
This experience really has changed my life. It's given me a lot of tools to be able to learn how to express myself.
Charles Spence is serving a life sentence in San Quentin and has a few more courses left to finish his AA degree. He hopes to be paroled someday and eventually wants to earn his master's degree in psychology.
This program is really rare in the prison setting, so all of us, I think, feel the same way. We're really lucky to have an opportunity to get education, especially with the way the economy is out there now and the odds are stacked against us in being convicted felons. This actually gives us a lot of hope and hopefully will help us succeed when we walk out the door.
So far, 100 San Quentin prisoners have graduated with AA degrees, and many more have continued their college studies after release. Research shows that the more education a prisoner has, the less likely he is to return to prison. Lewin says the recidivism rate among prisoners with college degrees is less than 10%.
Well, I remember one student saying to me, you know, this college program is the best drug treatment program in the world. And it was interesting because at first I didn't really understand what he meant. And he was just saying this program gives you hope. And to stay clean and to live a healthy life, you need to have hope. You know what I mean? People need something to live for, something to hope for, some semblance of promise in lives. It can't all be suffering. And I think when you start to offer people the opportunity to create a healthy, sustainable life, they respond. I mean, they're human, you know?
The Prison University Project survives on donations and foundation grants and receives no government funding. Jody Lewin would like to see college programs in every prison, but without government support, it's not likely to happen anytime soon. In the meantime, there's a long waiting list of San Quentin prisoners who want to enroll in the college program. Someday, Lewin hopes to expand her program and make a college education available for most of the 5,500 prisoners currently housed at San Quentin. For VOA News, I'm Joanne Marr in San Quentin, California.